بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو معكم أينما كنتم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, every second of our life, every moment of our life, we should understand and believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah ta'ala is watching us. Everything we do, every movement of ours, wherever we are, whether we're in the masjid, whether we're at home, in our office, in our businesses, in our madrasa, in our college, in the university, whether we're local or abroad, wherever we may be, Allah is watching us. This is called muraqabah. To have the consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me, is basir, all is seeing. Nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ya'zubu anhu mithqalu dharratin fis samawati wa la fil ard. Not a single particle can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in the skies, not in the earth. Every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it. Allah sees it. Allah sees it fully. So even a tiny little ant in the darkness of the night under heavy rock, Allah sees that ant as well. So if we build this muraqabah in our lives, then we have to keep on reminding ourselves, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you are. Therefore Rasulullah mentioned, اِتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Fear Allah wherever you are. So we need to develop this consciousness that my Allah is watching me. And if we do this, it's just not just one day we just sit and make some muraqabah of this, and that Allah is watching me and He just comes into us. No, it has to be done all the time, regularly. Then when we're in privacy, then too, if we are tempted and lured to do some haram, or to watch some haram, or to speak some haram, or do some haram, then it'll dawn upon us that Allah is watching me. Jo karta hai tu chupke ehle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. That which we are doing, concealing yourself, hiding from every other person in the world, from your parents, your wives, your children, your friends, you thinking nobody is watching, but Allah is watching you. Koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. The same thing Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ يَوْمًا فَلَا تَقُلْ خَلَوْتَ وَلَا وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ. If you're all alone any day, then don't say I'm all alone, because Allah is raqib. He is watchful. He is looking at me. And if we do this, inshallah, then our dealings also will be correct. So we know we've got some goods, some defect in it, and the person, the buyer is buying, the poor fellow does not know about this product, he likes it, he wants to purchase it, but we think we can deceive him, we can lie to him, and sell this product without mentioning the defects. Remember, Allah is watching us. So when we have this consciousness, then our dealings will become correct. Our speech, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Every statement that we make, we know angels are watching, angels are writing. So the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come into our lives. Then it will even keep us away from any thing that is going to lure us and tempt us to haram. Immediately our focus will be upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, the famous incident that once whilst he was patrolling the streets at night of Madinah Munawwara, and then he rested at outside a person, at some people's home, there was a wall there and he's sitting back. And then he overhears a conversation between a mother and her daughter. And they were busy filling milk into bottles. This was the rosy. They would sell milk and gain some profit. And this is how they would survive. There were no other men at home. And then the mother tells the daughter, why don't you add some water to this milk? The content of the milk would increase. We'll get more bottles to sell, we'll get more money. So she says, but don't you know what Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, has commanded, he's ordered, that we shouldn't do such a thing, it is haram. So the mother says, then where's Umar? Umar is not here now. So the daughter then remarked, if Umar is not here, but the ilah of Umar is here, Allah is watching us, how could we do such a thing? And of course the story then goes on that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was very happy with such the taqwa of such a young girl, and then he sent a proposal on behalf of his son. And from that progeny we find Umar ibn Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, Umar Athani, the great Umar ibn Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, was born. So again, this consciousness, this is also part of the maqam of ihsan, an ta'bud Allah ka annaka tarahu fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak. In other words, this, we must build up actually this consciousness and this feeling in our heart, and when we are reading our ibadat, our salat, our dhikr, or anything for that matter, not only ibadat. In other words, at home, wherever we are, so we have this consciousness as though we are seeing Allah. So especially in our salah, when we sing Allahu Akbar, people complain and we always say that we can't have that. How do we gain this, you know, feeling that enjoyment in our salah and concentration in our salah? We lack concentration, we can't concentrate in our salah. So ponder and reflect again that as though you are seeing Allah. So if you are seeing Allah, then you will make sure every posture of yours is correct. And when you sing Allahu Akbar, Allah is most great. Nobody is greater than Allah. When you sing Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, then inshallah it will bring about that level of at least this feeling that you are seeing Allah. And if not, then you will get this feeling that at least Allah is watching me. So if we can't develop ourselves to the first level of as though we are seeing Allah, which is a very high level, it's called mushahada. If you can't develop that feeling as though we are seeing Allah in our salat and our ibadat, then at least feel, get this consciousness that Allah is watching me. And if we do this, inshallah, throughout our lives, of course, when we'll be tested also, and if we fall into any sin, the moment we sin, immediately Allah will remind us, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you are. And a person will immediately refrain from that haram, and make tawbah, istighfar. So this is, in brief, the lesson tonight, that we should build, develop in ourselves this feeling of muraqabah, that my Allah is watching me. And until we don't do this, then we will find ourselves sinning very, very easily and freely. And then every opportunity to be in privacy, we will do haram. And then we will not have this khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person does not fear Allah Rabbul Izzat, when khawfi khuda comes out of his heart, then he becomes a very easy prey to shaitan. Then he becomes a prey to nafs and shaitan, and very easily now he'll commit sins. But when a man has khawf of khuda, then as that woman said, if Umar is not here, Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here, but the ilah, the Allah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is watching us. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to practice on this muraqabah, to practice upon it, to reflect and think and realize and feel and develop in ourselves that my Allah is watching me. So I will not make ghibat, I will not slander, I will not use vulgar language, I will not deceive my customer, I will not cheat, I will not speak lies at home or wherever it is, and I will make sure I refrain from haram, I will not see haram, I will not commit haram, I will not touch haram, I will not consume haram because my Allah is watching me. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Now we're making dhikrullah again. As I said before, as Gangohi Ramazullah said, even just dhikrullah without any concentration, that too has benefit because Allah's name is so powerful. It is got such sweetness in it, such ta'seer in it. There is Allah. Absolutely powerful. His name is so powerful that even if a person is not concentrating, it still has an effect. But imagine a person tries to concentrate, and of course don't over-concentrate. To the best of our abilities, our mind will wander. But again, try to develop this feeling that my Allah is watching me. And now take the name Allah and see how you feel. This will help us to build the taqwa and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله ہم بہت کمزور ہیں، ہم ضعیف ہیں، ہم نالائق ہیں. Ya Allah, you have given us be-shumar ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we consume the ni'mat you have bestowed upon us. But my Allah, we are making naqadr of your ni'mat, my Allah. We are making naqadri of your ni'mat, my Allah. We are ungrateful servants, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Make us shakirin, dhakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that muraqabah, ya Allah. Give us the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most kind, most loving, my Allah. Every single guna we committed in the darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our eyes, our tongues, our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا الله, you are most powerful. Everything is in your control, my Allah. يا الله, we are your servants, we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your bondsmen, bondswomen, my Allah. You are our Malik, you are our Mawla, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of making sajda, the sweetness of your dhikr, my Allah. Make us become pious and righteous servants. Protect us from sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat, ya Allah, not to go to sins, my Allah. To refrain from all type of gunas and maasiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are suffering in this world, ya Allah. Remove the suffering. So many have got poverty, remove the poverty, my Allah. So many are sick, ya Allah. Grant them kamil shifa. Ya Allah, grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, there are so many who have left this world, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, in from our masjid also, ya Allah, youngster passed away the other day, masoom child, my Allah, 9 years only. Ya Allah, make it be easy for his parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give this youngster, ya Allah, jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many others have passed away, my Allah. Friends and relatives, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them, ya Allah, the highest of maqams in jannat, my Allah. Remove them from any type of azab of qabr if they're suffering from any type of azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got kidnapped, my Allah. Ya Allah, return them home safely with afiyat. Ya Allah, remove this bala from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us aman and aman, my Allah. Especially in our country, wherever we go, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect our lives, ya Allah. Protect our properties, my Allah. Protect our families. Protect our deen, our masajid, our marakis, our madaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have been kidnapped, my Allah. Ya Allah, return them safely, my Allah. Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, may Allah. You are well aware of each person's want and desire, may Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'awk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت الإيمان موت المدينة الشريف بريل جنة البقية يا الله grant us the شفاعة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحوذ كوثر وطفا النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم مبارك hands يا الله make us enter جنة without any hisab kitab, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the kul nusaf of eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Hazirin, Ghaibin, Sabki Dua, Qabool, Farma, and all those who requested duas, Ya Allah, answer their jais murad as well. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.